Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A couple minutes, Rob Riggle's going to join us. Got a new show out called, I'm going to tell you when he gets on the phone here, but Puss is about to fluff him. We had Wayne Brady on earlier. I also talked to my dad, who's actually in lockdown in Pennsylvania. They actually stepped it up in that part of the country because it's closer to the where a lot of cases are, but I think if we shut it down here, which it's not up to me, maybe it won't get here. Who knows?
But keep the liquor stores open, for God's sake.
Yeah, keep the liquor stores open. We found out about that, yeah. And that's all available on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Adam Ferrara and
Ty Burrell
tomorrow from Modern Family. And Rob Riggle's on Modern Family, too. Not every day.
I think Ty's
a recurring character.
Recurring character, right.
What's the name of the foundation, Ty? Help the service industry?
Tip Your Server is the name of the one that Ty Burrell is talking about tomorrow.
Yep. We should squat and slap your wieners, by the way. Todd and Tyler slapping wieners. I want somebody to steal that. There's already a show out there called Slapping Wieners.
Is there?
I don't know. I'm asking. We should squat on it because we're going to use it maybe.
Probably a podcast by comedians.
Yeah, that's ours.
ABC will air a documentary about Modern Family. They call it A Modern Farewell. We'll take a look at the show's run, including interviews with the cast and crew, a one-hour documentary featuring behind-the-scenes look at the writing and the casting, and a table read of the final script. That's going to be happening the 8th.
We can get some of that in just a minute here when we talk to Rob Riggle.
Yeah.
Give you a little preview.
He does his NFL things, too, are really funny.
Oh, yeah.
His NFL ones are
April
really funny.
8th, that's about a week from today.
Mm-hmm. Exactly 1 week from today.
Give or take a bit.
We talked to Rob before.
Yeah, I think we have.
It's got to be tough for a show like that just to go, to know, to stop it while it's still good.
I know.
That's my wife. You better take it.
Hey, listen, whatever you do, don't tell her you're playing golf on a weekday. You'll be doing dishes all night.
Good call. Thank you, my man. Hey, honey, what's up? Oh, not much. Just in a meeting. You know, working hard, bringing home the bacon.
No, he's not. He's playing golf.
No.
Four. Nice putts. Why are you lying to your wife, Dunphy? Huh? Hey, he had a beer at lunch,
what
too.
What's wrong with you?
You just got torpedoed. Come back here.
I love that. I love that scene. Right. That's from Modern Family. That's Rob Riggle right there with Ty Burrell. Actually, we're talking to Ty tomorrow, by the way.
Rob Riggle, Global Investigator, starts tomorrow on the Discovery Channel.
Hi, Rob.
Before we get going, Rob, have you washed your hands? We don't talk to anybody until they wash their hands.
Yes.
Okay.
I tell you what, I'm playing by the rules. I am hunkered down at home, staying home, social distancing, washing hands, doing it all.
Have you filled out your census?
You know what's so funny? I haven't, but I see the ads for it all the time, so I will.
It's pretty easy. It takes about 10 minutes.
Are you locked down? Are you locked down with family? You by yourself? Who's all in the house with you?
Locked down with family. Everybody's in the same boat. We all got to be locked down somewhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're all locked down together.
How many people in the house?
Five.
Okay,
That's too many.
Are they tired of looking at you? My daughter's tired of looking at me. You know, she said I'm tired of seeing you. She actually told me that. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. She says I'm tired of looking at you. Okay. Robbie, obviously you filmed this Global Investigator. You filmed it before all the stuff happened. So explain the show.
Well, it is, hopefully it's a unique show. It's what's the best way to describe this? It, to me, I guess the best way to describe it is, in a nutshell, it's Indiana Jones meets the Pink Panther. That's what this is.
Okay.
It's Global global investigator. I go around the world solving mysteries. I'm a huge fan of the Discovery Channel, huge fan of Discovery shows. So I wanted to make a Discovery show, and I've been lucky enough to host Shark Week for the last 2 years.
That's right.
So I got to know the folks at Discovery when they approached me to do a show. You know, I just put up there what I wanted to see just as a fan, which was a show where you go around the world solving these great mysteries from history. We talk to historians, we talk to experts, we talk to archaeologists. We actually go to the ground of what we're investigating, and then I pepper in what I do, which is a little comedy, and tried to make it fun. So it's something I think the whole family can watch. It's enjoyable. You're gonna have history, mystery, adventure, and humor.
What sort of mysteries are we talking about?
Is it Tom Hanks?
We're talking about the Holy Grail.
Oh,
we're talking about Holy Grail. We're talking about the lost city of Atlantis. We're talking about Black Caesar's treasure. We're talking about the cowboys made famous in the movie Tombstone. They were the first crime syndicate in the United States, and they did a lot of stealing, and they have a lot of gold buried out in that Arizona desert.
Yeah.
We're going to go find some of it. So there's a lot of mysteries out there, a lot of mysteries.
Excellent.
And you probably can't tell us if you found the Holy Grail because you signed it on to just, well, maybe we have to watch.
Oh, yeah. We might know that.
Well, I'll say this much. I found the cup. I did drink from it. Now it's just a waiting game.
All right. We won't ask about the
hopefully before coronavirus, you drank from that. You know.
Yes.
Rob Rieger with us. Yeah. Actually, this is going to kick ass because they would anyway, but people are stuck inside. And the fact is that we it's like we're looking like the old days. When people were out doing things, and we can just live through you in this situation.
Please. Stay at home, stay safe, and I'll bring the world to you.
Robert, you have Caliendo's a good buddy of ours. Of course, Frank did a lot of that football stuff before you do the football stuff. Do you have free reign on your Fox football stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Provided I stay in certain guidelines.
Right.
I can't go off on tangents or anything. It's not like SNL where I could do a sketch on whatever is going on in pop culture.
Right.
I got to keep it kind of football. It's got to be football centric.
Right.
You know, it has to be 2 minutes. And I got to make a pick somewhere in the bit, and I can't. It's probably advisable not to upset the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's a very narrow lane with which to do it. But other than that, I get to work with some really talented team, and we get to create stuff every week.
And Bradshaw doesn't seem to be as much of a dick to you as he was to Caliendo. He seems to treat you a little better.
I think we genuinely like each other.
Okay.
I like everybody at the desk, and that's why I give them a hard time. I wouldn't feel comfortable giving someone a hard time if I didn't know them and they knew me and they knew that I genuinely liked them and it was coming from a place of friendship and not a place of just being a jerk. So it's nice that I know everybody, and that's why I can play with those guys.
Yeah. But, so before before you started doing your cable guy on SNL, did you know cable guy?
No, but I know him now.
Yeah.
And we play in a lot of golf tournaments together, and I just think he's one of the nicest guys in the world, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well,
he's a sweetheart.
Full disclosure, we've known Larry's before he was famous, so we're old friends with him for about 20-some years
now. And he's
now,
obviously putting on an act when he's around you.
Yeah.
He's really not a nice guy at all. Are you keeping up on your short game? Are you practicing in the backyard? That's another thing to kill time while we're going through
you
this.
You know, I should be. I have not practiced. You know what? I think you inspired me. I think today I'm going to go out there and swing the club a little bit.
There you go.
I did the, I saw what your net worth is. You can put a green back there. You get a nice green. $6,000 for
green. Don't tell me you found my net worth. If you found it on the internet,
yes.
I promise you it's not accurate.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, you can afford $6,000. Todd was looking into buy one of those greens in your yard, and it's like $6,000 to put one of those things in.
Yeah, it's a fake one. You know, ones they have at like a nice hotel.
Right, right. So,
yeah, you know about that. Do all rich guys know what their net worth is?
I don't know. I'm not a rich guy, but I have friends that are rich, and I'll ask them.
Yeah. Okay, you can pass that along to us.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it varies from day to day if they're in the market or what have you, but I'm just curious if rich guys knew what they were worth.
Well, you know what you're worth, so what's the difference?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have no clue. I'm sure I have no net worth.
Well, you have a lot of debts. That could be it. Rob Riegel, Global Investigator. You can look into that. Look into Todd's net worth. Nobody's going to watch that episode. What the hell?
Yeah, Google that. Google my net worth.
Rob Riegel, Global Investigator, airing Thursdays on the Discovery Channel. That's 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Hey, stay hunkered down. Love your work. Can't wait till you're back out there doing what you love, man. We will watch. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Take care.
Shame, man.
Thanks for your time.
Right. That's right. He did do Cable Guy, didn't he? I forgot about that. Yeah.
God, that had to be.
Get it in.
When it was 05, maybe? That would be a good 15, 16 years ago when he was on SNL.
Yeah, right.
I forget that he was on SNL. He's a guy that just like pops up everywhere.
I know he does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think the last time, I want to bring it up, I want to do it double because every time sometimes we talk to these guys again, and I want to bring up the same question, but I remember. Did he ad-lib in the face from The Hangover?
Oh,
I bet he did.
I think he did. I think I might have asked him that at the time because I remember.
That certainly seems like one of those movies where, okay, here, let's do it once, we'll buy the script, and then we'll do it three or four times. Yeah, you guys just go ahead.
But in the face is, you know, that's just something we all use all the time now.
Yes, he was a featured player during the 2004-05 season of Saturday Night Live.
I remember that.
He was just there one season.
Yeah.
I think he banged the drum at Arrowhead this season.
Oh, there you go. I forgot about that. We forgot to bring up the Chiefs. That's right, Nick. You should have broke in there and just had a little sit-down whack fest with him about that.
You know, or don't. That's fine.
He went to high school in Shawnee Mission, Kansas.
Yeah. A lot of famous people live in that. A lot of famous comedians. It's a funny area, apparently. You know, we talked about Sudeikis is from there. Paul Rudd's from there.
Stone Street's
from
there. And they all seem to be around the same age.
I know. Craig?
Nick Griffin? Isn't he a Kansas City guy?
Nick's a Kansas City guy, right? Chris Porter? You know? But I'm talking about the really famous guys we just mentioned before that, you know?
Oh, I'm throwing in some other funny guys, too.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Rachel Maddow is 47 today.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 1960, Todd, the first weather satellite, TIROS, launched into space to begin sending meteorological information back to Earth. It operated for 78 days.
And then what? Just fell out of the sky?
And then quit working.
Yeah.
And now we have 2.4 million weather satellites up there?
Yes, right.
Approximately.
Right. It's got to suck when a satellite stops working because you can't like send somebody up to fix it. It's just gone.
No.
Well, you can.
No, you do.
Haven't they tried with the Hubble?
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Two or three times?
They fixed the Hubble telescope.
Huh? But how do they do that?
Those other satellites, they drove up next to it. Most of them go there.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously? No, seriously.
Yeah.
They drove up next to it.
I didn't know you could do that.
Space station.
Yeah.
It was an astronaut with a toolbox.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
You put a mechanic up in the, you know, shoot them up to the space station. They go over to the satellite, fix it up. He charges you by the hour.
Yeah. You think labor is bad on your car?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. A mechanic with his little nameplate on the the patch on the shirt, just in the space shuttle flying up there.
The space suit's kind of greasy.
Well, the Space Force is going to take care of that in the future, the Space Force. Mm. No pandemic group, but we have a Space Force.
It's good.
And we are celebrating National 1 Cent Day today.
Is that my retirement account?
Yeah.
It's April 1st. That's Todd's net worth.
1 cent.
The United States first issued a 1 cent coin produced by a private mint in 1787. Benjamin Franklin designed it.
Assets,
slacker.
assets to debts, Todd.
On one side, it read, mind your business.
Right, fill it out and see what you're worth.
Well, don't you think most of us are in the red?
On the other side, it said, we are one.
If we have a house?
Yeah. Depending how much you have paid down that house, though.
If you have a house, if you have a car. No, I'm pretty sure my net worth is sub-zero.
We could figure it out.
The coin was made of 100% copper, larger than today's penny.
Is that getting rid of the penny thing catching any steam?
As we celebrate the National 1 Cent Day. I haven't heard anything about it lately.
They say that it costs more to make a penny than it's worth.
No. I think the nickel's getting close, too.
First of all, how would they would have to just stop making them, you mean? Because they still could take them, because there's a zillion pennies out there in jars all over the country.
But just over time, take them out of circulation.
Take them out of circulation. Yeah. But even then, you still should be worth something.
Well, you can quit making them, and they're still worth something.
Right. It might be worth a dime then.
Yeah.
And if you got a bunch of them,
that'd be the funny part. They don't make those anymore. They're worth a dime now.
Yeah.
That would help your net worth if all your pennies are worth a dime.
That'd be great. That would be a good investment. Stock up on pennies.
Archaeologists found more than 600 bottles of beer from the 1800s.
On the wall.
The beer was found under a cellar staircase of the site where Scarborough Castle Inn once stood in Leeds, England.
Are they sealed where you can drink them?
You may not drink them. There's too much lead in them.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 13 times higher than what the World Health Organization recommends.
I prefer lead. It's a stout, though. It's a nice stout lead.
Leaded stout.
I bet you some beer snob would try it and love it. Oh, they like the kind with lead in it.
Catching some hints of hops and grapefruit and what's it? Lead. Oh, I think that's lead. Is that lead? Yeah.
They initially thought the bottles contained ginger beer.
Can you believe they don't let you put lead in the beer anymore?
But a lab analysis has shown that the liquid inside contained 3%. ABV, equivalent to a typical but mild English session ale.
That's piss water. That's not even 3.2.
Yeah.
Those are...
Plus you get lead poisoning.
Yeah.
No buzz and lead poisoning. That's not fun.
It's just been around since the 1800s. It's probably a little skunky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have an aftertaste.
Although it was in the cellar. Definitely. It was away from light and heat. Right.
Yeah, but they got their water from lead pipes.
might be some rust in there, too. That's always
good. How bad
good
is
for
lead
jaw.
Poisoning? And really?
We'll find out.
Very.
I'd try it.
Yeah. at this
just
point.
Just a sip, yeah.
At
yeah.
this
Take
point.
A shot. Why not?
Yeah,
depends on how hard the boredom's kicking in.
I'd try it. Yeah, what the hell? Or just be with somebody while they try it. Somebody always go first.
We've all got that friend.
Yes, we do. And if you don't know that who that is, it's you.
If they call you Tommy Boy, you're the friend.
That's right.
A new dating site and app is promoting social distancing. This thing is called Quarantine Together. It connects users staying at home during the outbreak every day.
Slapping wieners.
The app will ask if you have washed your hands. And with the correct response, we'll connect you with another person via text messaging. Users are given the option to video chat if they've been texting for 15 minutes.
Oh, you got to be able to prove that you can keep a rap going.
Both people have to say, I want to keep talking to this person.
God, can you imagine video chatting with somebody and then you get some guys, some poor bastards at his apartment getting blown off on the internet every day? Like, bang.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing?
Off.
Bang. How you doing? Bang.
Matched users, just
a rejection.
Matched users initially know nothing about each other except for their names. Then they start texting.
Also, it's just texting, no facial. You don't see
After 15 minutes of texting, then you can video chat.
And you get to see the face.
If everyone
That's even worse then.
If everyone is on board.
You're impressing the chick. She thinks you're funny in your text. Bang. Oh, bang.
Wah, wah. Now I'm out.
Yeah.
That'd be even worse to get to that point. Especially
with the cameras underneath your face. It shows your big old face.
They say it's less about your photo or your bio.
Hold the camera up in the air and look up like all the chicks do.
Your cheeks are droopy. Those are my balls.
They say
the first screenshot is just your balls.
They say that it is more about They say it's more about actually being able to talk to another person.
Well, that's that show, Blind Date, I forget what it's called. It's on Netflix, and these people have a wall between them, and they talk for hours. I haven't watched the show, but I've seen the synopsis of it. They talk for hours, and then they decide they want to like get married, and they raise the screen, and that's the first time they see each other.
Wow.
It's like days and days and days of just talking to this person.
Married? That's the only decision?
And they marry him. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tinder says they're seeing a 10 to 15% increase in daily messages in the United States. Bumble said they are seeing a 21% increase in messages sent nationally and in their voice and video call usage.
You up.
Come on, kids. Daddy's got to masturbate.
You take the kids out of the room.
Quarantined Together, this app has been growing by about 50% every day. It launched in the middle of March.
Take the kids out of the room.
Hopefully that thing doesn't have a long shelf life.
No, I know.
People are still in quarantine together 9 months from now.
Shut up.
They'll be exchanging Christmas gifts.
That's a lot of wiener slapping.
Yeah. That stuck to the tape.
You're right. You have a virtual girlfriend you've never seen, and you're indebted. I got to buy her something. You ever met her? No, but geez, she'll text me and bitch. Yeah.
Have you even showered today?
You get somebody nagging at you who you've never actually been in person with.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Never laid a finger on you.
That'll happen. All right. We had Rob Riggle on. We had Wayne Brady. I talked to my dad who's hunkered down and under quarantine there in Pennsylvania. There's no liquor, by the way, there for some reason. Stupid.
Well, there's beer and wine.
Actually, they're on lockdown, too, so they're not allowed to do anything. Golf course are closed back there.
Adam Ferrara and Ty Burrell
are
going to join us tomorrow.
That's cool. TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can download the podcast. If you want to stream the show in case you have different listening habits, Nick tweets at Nick's Allens.
Yes.
Nick has no gigs.
Nothing.
No gigs. But we got a live gig. We'll be back again tomorrow. Please join us. And really, thanks for listening.
Wash your hands.
Stay safe.
All right, fill out your census. Yeah. Work on your short game.
Yeah, all that.
All that.
Yeah, slap your wiener.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. Buy Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.